Okay, we're holding now on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, Tanya, Usan Rabbeisa, Rabbi Nassim, Omer, Bekudesh, Asichnas, Achshichar LaHashem, that Rabbi Nassim quotes a pasuk, another source for Nisach HaMayim, that we know we have to do the water elevations, another potential source. So Rabbi Nassim says, that the pasuk says, on the holy day, so you'll pour a water libation that's intoxicating for Hashem. B'shnini, suchan hakasa medaber. The pasuk is clearly talking about two different types of libations. Echa nisuch hamayim, one of them is the water libation, echa nisuch hayayin, one of them is the wine libation. Ema tarvei odachamra, says the Gemara, that's very nice that you want to say that it's two libations, but maybe just both of the libations are actually wine libations. So says the Gemara, no. Imki nechtov kra o hesech hesech o nesech nesech, mai hesech nesech, shema smina achad maya achad dechamra. Says the Gemara, that if it wanted to say only one libation, either wine or water, then it should have said hesech hesech, should have said the word libation in the same way twice, or it should have said which would have been hesech hesech, or it should have said it twice the same way of nesech nesech. Why does it say hesech nesech? Why does it say libation in two different ways? So we see from here that one of them, that there are two libations, but one of them is water, and one of them is wine. Ela hadnan. Okay, so that's the end of that topic, or that's the end of that statement. Says the Gemara, I have another question. Ela hatatnan, that's that which was taught in a Mishnah and Sukkah Membez Membez Nisuch Hamayim Kozayin Mani. We know the Mishnah says that the water libation is for all 7 days. It goes for 7 days. So Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah? E Rabbi Yeshua Ne Machad Yoma. If you want to say that it's Rabbi Yeshua, then it can be, because he says that the water libation is only 1 day long. We'll get back to Rabbi Yeshua at the end of this point. But he says that Nisuch Hamayim is only 1 day long, because he says Mashav Baruch starts in this on the seventh day. Here, Rabbi Akiva, Shreyomi, if you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva, we know that Rabbi Akiva says that you start Mashav Baruch on the sixth day. So that means it would only be day 6 and 7, which is 2 days of Nisuch Hamayim. Here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Basera, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Basera, Shisan Yomi. Well, we know Rabbi Yehuda ben Basera says you start Mashav Baruch on the second day. And therefore, he says you start on the second day. So you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 6 days. So the water libations are only 6 days and not 7 days. So says the Gemara, who's going to be the author of this mission that says that Nisuch Hamayim should be 7 days? Says the Gemara, Le'olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Basir. Really, you're going to say, you could say that it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Basir. He's the author of the Mishnah. V'sfir like Rabbi Yehuda de Masisin, but really he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that we have in the Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah hold? Not the Mishnah says on Sukkah Mem Chesam Rabbeis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belug Hayam Menasich Kol Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda says that they would use a lug of water and they would do libations for all 8 days. That means the 7 days of Sukkot and the 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira holds like this Rabbi Yehuda, umapik rishon, but you take out the first day, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira says you start on the second day, so take out this the first day, umayal shmini, but bring in the eighth day, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that you do nisach mayim on the eighth day, so throw that into Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira's opinion, so therefore you start on the second day, you end on the eighth, what do you know, that brings you to 7 days of libations, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira just holds like part of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, umay shana rishon delo, why is the first day not included in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira? The kirimizi mayim evesheni, who there easy, because when he learns his hint out from the pasuk of that he has that mem yud mem hint that we have at the bottom of Beis Mud Beis, well, he learns that out that you start saying it on the second day because mem could be found on the second day. So says the Gemara, if he's going to start on the second day because of the hints in the pasuk, shmini nami, then throughout the eighth day also kiramizi mayim b'shvi huderamizi, because when the hint of mem yud mem ends, it ends on the seventh day. And so if it starts on the second day, therefore if the hint starts on the second day and therefore you start on the second day, if it ends on the seventh day, then you should end on the seventh day. You don't have any right to throw in the eighth day as well. So says the Gemara, no, Ela Rabbi Yehoshua, he sees that the author of this Mishnah that says that the Nisuch Hamayim, the water libation, is 7 days, say that that person is Rabbi Yehoshua. So just a point of clarification over here, the Rabbi Yehoshua that we brought on Beis Medvez has this opinion that you start saying Mashav Baruch Merida Geshem B'Shas Hanachaso, the time that you put down the lulav. So last time we translated it as that means you started on the eighth day. So that's one interpretation that some say is available. However, Rashi makes it very explicit on Gimel Amud Aleph that what is Rabbi Yeshua's opinion? Shas Hanachaso, the time you put down the lulav, that is day 7, and therefore we start saying Mashav Baruch on day 7. So although it's a little complicated, we're going to go to that understanding that Shas Hanachaso, the time you put down the lulav is on the seventh day, and therefore we start saying Mashav Baruch on the seventh day, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So again, going back to how we understood it just a few lines before, so if Rabbi Yeshua says that you start saying Mashav Baruch Merid Geshem on the seventh day of Sukkot, that means you're only going to have 1 day of Nisuch Hamayim, because you only have Nisuch Hamayim on the seventh day, and that's it. So therefore, again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, We originally thought that since he says you start saying Lashon Ruach on the seventh day, that you should therefore only have Nisach HaMayim for one day. But no, we're saying Rabbi Yeshua really is the author of this mission and says that Nisach HaMayim is really 7 days. How do you get that? The Nisach HaMayim Kol Sheven, and the water libations are going to be seven. Where was that from? Hilchasak and Mirila. It comes from Halach Lamosh Misinai. Tamar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya of Ish Bikas Beis Chorasan. There's a teaching that we have in Moed Katan that says Eser Netzios Arava V'Nisach HaMayim Halach Lamosh Misinai, that these three things are all halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. What are these three things? One of them is the concept of Eser Netzios. So we know that on the Shemitah year, you have to let the land lay fallow for the entire year. And there's also a rule that 30 days before that year, you also have to let it lay fallow, except if you have Eser Netzios. If you have 10 saplings that are in a 2,500 square amma area, so you're allowed to work that land. So that's one rule. That's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Arava, the Arava service that they used to do in the Beis Hamikdash, a little unclear what this is exactly, but at least one perspective is that they would put these big willow branches over the Mizbech, and then they would all walk around the Mizbech, holding the Arba Minim, holding the Lulav and Esrog. So that's also Halach L'moshe Mi-Sinai, that service. And the water libations, the fact that the water libations, that they're done, and they're done for all 7 days, that's also Halach L'moshe Mi-Sinai. And so since it's Halach L'moshe Mi-Sinai, so we say that it's not connected to the Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem, since it's not connected, therefore you can say that it is the one who holds the Nisach HaMayim for all 7 days. Since they're totally disconnected, so we can say Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem will be a start on day 7, but Nisach HaMayim, since it's Halach L'moshe Mi-Sinai, that it can be for all 7 days of Sukkos, because it's a separate halacha entirely. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Memri Shum, Rabbi Yoshua, another teaching, a Braisa, that the Gemara is going to now go through. So again, we're mentioning Rabbi Yeshua another time over here. So who is this Rabbi Yeshua? Well, the Gemara is going to deal with who Rabbi Yeshua is, but just to say before we get there, just to avoid any confusion, it turns out that if you take a stock of the Rabbi Yeshuas that you've had from the beginning of Beis Amud Aleph, from the Mishnah, until now in the middle of Gemara Amud Aleph, there actually are three Rabbi Yeshuas. There are three different opinions of Rabbi Yeshua because there are three separate ones. One is Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, as we'll go through, who says that you start saying Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem on Shacharis of the eighth day. The other is Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, who says you start saying Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem on the seventh day. And the third is this Rabbi Yeshua, who we're going to see now as a third opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, so is the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Ho'ver lefnei ateva b'yom teva achron, shalchag ha'achron maskir harishon. You know maskir. So is Rabbi Yeshua, and a person who goes to be the chazan on the last day, on day 8, on Shmini Atzeres. So the first person who davens, he is... The second person davens, the one who davens Musaf, he says Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem, but the first one, the one who davens Shacharis, is not Maskir. He does not say Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem. P'yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, when we stop saying Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem, HaRishon Maskir, the one saying Shacharis, does mention it, but HaAchron Eino Maskir, but the one saying Musaf does not mention it. So says the Gemara, Hi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua is this. Idim Rabbi Yeshua de Masis, and if you want to say it's Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, HaAmar B'yom Tov HaAchron Shal Chagu Maskir, he says that you start saying it on the eighth day, meaning what do you mean the eighth day? It means on Shacharis of the eighth day, that's when he says you start saying it. And this Rabbi Yeshua says you start saying on a Musaf on the eighth day. Other Rabbi Yeshua, the Braisa, says the Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, but it can't be Hamar Mishas and Achazu, because he says you start saying on the seventh day is when he starts saying Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem. So who in the world is this Rabbi Yeshua? And the Gemara says, I have another problem. Vesuha de Tanya, this we told in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Ben Becerra. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of someone named Ben Becerra, but we don't know who he is. We'll find out soon. Over Lefnei Ateva B'yom Tov HaAchron, a person who goes to be the Chazan on the last day of the Chag on Anshmini Yetzeres HaAchron Maskir, the person who's davening Musaf, he's the one who is Maskir. Hi, Ben Becerra. So says the Gemara, who in the world is this Ben Becerra that Rabbi Yehuda is quoting? It sounds a lot like Rabbi Yeshua that we just quoted. So says the Gemara, if you want to say maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who we know well because we've already mentioned him, he says you start saying Mashav Ruach HaMer Nageshem on the second day of Sukkos, so it can't be him. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rabbi Yoshua ben Beseira. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes to save the day. He says, who's this ben Beseira? It's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira. And what do you know? Zimnan is the same Rabbi Yoshua that we quoted, that Rabbi Yehuda quoted a few lines ago. So now we know that Rabbi Yoshua and ben Beseira are really the same person, aka this guy. His name is Rabbi Yehoshua ben Becerra. Zimnan dekari lei b'shmei, v'zimnan dekari lei b'shmei d'abba. So says the Gemara, I don't understand. So why do we call Rabbi Yeshua, sometimes Rabbi Yeshua, sometimes we call him ben Becerra. Why the differentiation? Just call him one straight name. Says the Gemara, v'ha mikmei delas mechuhu, v'ha lebasar delas mechuhu. When he's called ben Becerra, that's before he got smicha, but when he's called Rabbi Yeshua. That's after he got smicha. We give him a more respectful name. We start calling him by his first name once he actually got smicha. Okay, so that really ends that section of the discussion. The Gemara now is going to go into a series of trying to understand why it is that there are some things that are not mentioned. So we know we have to say Mashif HaRuach Umirid HaGeshem, but there are some things we don't have to mention. So it says the Gemara as follows, Tana Usharan Raisa. When it comes to dew and winds, the Chachamim say we are not obligated to mention them. But if you do mention them, great, mention them. So in other words, you could, but you don't have to. My time. What's the reason you don't have to mention them? Rabbi Chanina Lefisha Inatzrin. It says Rabbi Chanina because they never stop. If they never stop, so you don't have to mention them. We mention rain because it's a chiddush. It's very nice when rain comes. We thank Hashem. But these things, which the world literally cannot run without if they don't come for a single day, so that we don't need to mention because they never stop. So fine, now we want to know, how do we know that dew and winds never stop? So says the Gemara, how do we know that dew never stops? Because the Pasuk says, Eliyahu, Hatishbi, Mitoshvi, Gilad Elachav, Eliyahu, Hanavi says, to Achav, Chai Hashem, as God lives, Elokei Israel, the God of Israel, Asher Amadati Lefanav, that I'm standing before him, Im Yeh Hashtanim, Ha'ilem, Talum Matar, Kiim Lefi Devarai, says, based on my words, I'm going to make it stop now that you're not going to get any more dew or rain to come to you. The Ksiv, and then it says after that, Lech Herei El Achav, God says to Eliyahu, to go to Achav, V'esna Matar Al Pnei Adama, God says, I'm going to bring rain onto the land. Says the Gemara, V'ilu Tal Lo Kamarle. How come God doesn't tell Eliyahu to tell Achav that the Tal, that the dew is going to come back? My time, and what's the reason for this, that he doesn't say that the dew is going to come back? Vishum must be Delo Me'atzer, because the Tal never stopped, the dew never stopped in the first place. It says the Gemara, V'chi Me'achar Delo Me'atzer, Eliyahu Ashtavu Ilamale. I don't understand. You just said that the dew never stops, but Eliyahu swore to Achav that the dew is going to stop. How could that be? So this must be what Eliyahu was saying to Achav, that even the dew of bracha, even the dew of blessing, that's also not going to come. So rain's not going to come, says Eliyahu to Achav, and so is the dew of blessing. That's also not going to come. So says the Gemara, Ula hadre letal the bracha. So how come Eliyahu didn't say, God didn't tell Eliyahu to tell Achav that he's going to bring back the rain and the dew of the bracha? So says the Gemara, Mishum delo minkara mil. So because you can't tell the difference, you have tal that falls, that's not a blessing, and tal of blessing that falls, it looks the same. So since he's not going to recognize it, Achav would start making fun maybe. So what are you talking about, Eliyahu? Clearly, you said it wasn't going to stop, but it did. You said that it's going to stop, but it didn't stop, so he's going to make fun of him. So therefore, said, you know, just don't mention it anymore, even though it really didn't come. But just don't mention it, and tell him the rain's going to come back, and that's he's going to be impressed by that. So that'll be effective. But don't say anything about the tal, because it's not recognizable, the tal of blessing versus the regular tal. Says the Gemara, now, fine, so we proved the tal doesn't stop. Ruchos menalan de lo meatzer. How do we know that wind doesn't stop? So it says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Damar Kara. The pasuk says according to Rabbi Yehoshua. The pasuk says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says ki ke'arba ruchos hashamayim perashti eschem ne'um Hashem. That Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that the pasuk says that God tells the Jewish people like the four winds of the sky. I, God, have separated, have divided up, have spread out the Jewish people. My Kamar Lehu, what is the Pasuk telling us? Ili Mahachi Kamar Lehu, if it's saying that this is what God is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that God says to the Jewish people, Debedra Sinchu Bi'arba Ruchei Da'ama, that God says, I have scattered you across the four corners, the four corners of the world. Yahi, this is so, Ke'arba, why does the Pasuk say, I have scattered you like four corners? Bi'arba, says, I scattered you to the four corners, Mi'bayale. That's what it should have said. Says the Gemara, no. Why does it say ke'arba instead of bi'arba? Allahaki ka'amar. This is what the Pasuk is trying to show us. It's trying to teach us something. It really does mean bi'arba technically, but the ki is meant to show us that kishem she'iyafar li'olam below ruchos. Just like it's impossible to have a world without wind, kach iyafar li'olam below Yisrael. So too is it impossible to have a world without the Jewish people. So the Pasuk is teaching us that you can't have a world without the Jewish people, but we learn from this. That, what do you know, that wind never stops. Much like the Jewish people can never not be in the world. Okay, good. So says the Gemara, based on all that, Amar Rabbi Chanina Hilkach B'Yemos HaChama, therefore in the summer months, Amar Mashav HaRuch In Machzir. So a person says, Mashav HaRuach, then we don't make him go back because it doesn't make a difference. Whenever you mention wind, you could do it, you don't have to do it, but if you do it in the summer months, then you don't have to go back. Amar Morid HaGeshem Machzir Noso. But a person says, Morid HaGeshem, in the summer months, you do have to go back because you should not be singing in the summer months, be Mosa HaGeshem, in the winter months, in the rainy season, Lo Amar Mashav HaRuach In Machzir Noso. If a person doesn't say Mashav HaRuach, then you don't have to go back, because again, you could say it or not say it. Lo Amar Morid HaGeshem Machzir Noso. But if a person,
doesn't say Merida Geshem in the winter months, then we make him go back. Again, this is all in the Shemona Esrei. Velo Ode, and not only that, Ela Afilu Amar Ma'avir Haruach Umafriach Hatah, let's say a person says that God removes the wind and he causes the dew to fly away. So that sounds kind of crazy. We say he shouldn't say that. In Machzirno, so we still don't make him go back, because again, he could say it. Because it's just not true. And therefore, we don't make him go back at all. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, another teaching, we just mentioned that dew and winds never stop. It says the Gemara, Tana, it's told in Rebaisa, that when it comes to clouds and winds, so even though we talked about winds, we're going to have another discussion about winds again, but we're now including clouds. So when it comes to clouds and to winds, the Chachamim, the sages, do not require us to mention them. But if you do mention them, great, you can mention them, but again, there's no obligation. You could do it or you don't have to do it. My time, what's the reason for this? Mishum de lo me'asri. It must be because winds and clouds never stop. It says the Gemara, lo me'asri. They never stop. The pasuk says that the sky is going to be stopped up. It must mean that it's going to be stopped from the clouds and the winds. The winds and the clouds are going to be the things that are going to stop. So says the Gemara, whoa, why do you have to assume that it's the clouds and the winds? Say no, that the rain is going to stop. That's the more logical thing. But says the Gemara, no, the pasuk says that there's not going to be any rain, so therefore you have rain already taken care of. So it must be that it's not talking about rain that's going to stop. Therefore, what do I say about Sar Esh Shemaim, that the sky is going to be stopped up? What does that mean? Must mean the clouds and the winds, that those are the things that are going to stop. And that's it. Therefore, says the Gemara, Kasha Aruchos Aruchos, Kasha Avim Kasha Avim Avim. Therefore, you have two contradictory statements about Ruchos, two contradictory statements about wind, and two contradictory statements about clouds. That one says they do stop, one says they don't, and another says that the winds, one says the rain stops, one says that the winds stop, and another says they don't. One says the clouds stop, and one says that they don't. Says the Gemara, Avim Avim Lokash. So when it comes to clouds, even though one says they do stop, one says they don't stop, it's because they're talking about two separate things. Habicharfe, where we say that the winds don't ever stop. We're talking about the early clouds. We're talking about the clouds that come before the rain, so those don't stop. Haba alfe, but when we say that the clouds do stop, these are the ones that come after the rain, and they therefore do stop. The clouds that come after the rain do stop. Ruchos aruchos lokasha, when it comes to winds, so you know, it seems like a contradiction. No, they're not a contradiction. Haba ruch mitsuya, haba ruch sheina mitsuya. One, where we say the wind never stops, that's normal, regular winds, the Mitsuya winds, the ones that are found, the regular ones. The ones that do stop, those are the Ruach Sheina Mitsuya, those are the really crazy winds. Reminds me of this past Sukkos, we know we had like really crazy winds, and people's Sukkos were getting knocked over right and left. So everyone was saying that's the Ruach Sheina Mitsuya, when you have such crazy winds, so that does stop. But in general, winds don't stop, it's only the crazy winds that do stop. Says the Gemara, Ruach Sheina Mitsuya, Chazya Lebei Dari. So you're going to say that we don't have to mention wind because the wind never stops, and the only winds that do stop are the Ruach Sheina Mitsuya winds. But says the Gemara, how can you not therefore mention them? Because we do need these winds. So what do you mean we don't have to mention them what do you mean we don't have to mention winds? You should have an obligation to say Mashav Ruach because of the fact that the winds that do stop, the Ruach Sheina Mitsuya winds, we do need those. What do we need them for? Chazal Beidari. We need them for the silo, where when we do winnowing, when we lift up, when we throw up the grain, and so the grain and the chaff could separate from it. So we do need that wind. So therefore, you should be obligated to say Mashav Haruach. So says the Gemara, no, we don't. Even though that wind is very helpful, we don't need to say Mashav Haruach because of the fact that we need that to be brought. Because Efshar Binafvusa, we have sieves in the world. We have sieves or we have sifters, so we could separate them in other ways. Therefore, we don't absolutely need that wind. Therefore, we don't need to mention wind at all. Okay. Now says the Gemara, another teaching. Tana Usanar Bay Sahavim Vaharuchos Shneos Lamatar. Clouds and winds are secondary to rain, meaning they're not rain itself, but they're almost just as good as rain. They're number two to rain. Hechidami, what's this case that we're talking about, that clouds and winds are second to rain? Amar Ula Vitima Rabbi Huda, Ula, and some say it was Rabbi Huda, said to Basar Mitra. We're talking about now the winds that come after the rain. Does this mean to say that the wind that comes after rain is a good thing? The Haksiv, we're talking about the rain that the wind is a good thing. That God is going to give, or God will make the rain on the land, like the, it'll make it like dirt and dust. So says the Gemara, what does it mean that God's going to do, going to make the rain like the dirt and the dust? Amar Ula, Vitim Rav Yehuda, Ula, and some say Rav Yehuda said, Zika de Basar Mitra, that this is talking about wind that comes after rain. So we have one statement that seems to say that the wind after rain is great. It's number two to rain. And the other statement that says that wind after rain is actually a terrible thing. It's going to be like the dirt and the dust. Terrible. So it says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, this is not an issue at all. Hadas Nicha, Hadas Razia, where we say that the wind after rain is a good thing, that's when we have a gentle rain. When we see the wind after a rain is a bad thing, that's when you have Razia. That's when you have forceful rain. What is going on over here? Hadamala Avak, because when you have the forceful rain, so you're going to have wind that's going to blow all the, so we know what happens. You have a forceful rain, everything gets muddy, and the wind's going to come. It's going to blow all this mud and dirt all around. It's going to be disgusting. Hadloma ala avak. And whenever you have the gentle rain, so it's just going to be a nice little sweet gentle rain. And what's going to happen? So the wind's going to come, and it's going to not really blow too much bad around. It's just going to do positive things. So therefore, since it's not going to lift up the dirt and blow the dirt all around, so therefore it's the wind after rain, after a gentle rain, is a good thing. Okay. Vama Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Zika de Basar Mitra Kemitra. So a nice teaching about some of the weather. So whenever you have wind that comes after rain, it's like rain. It's as good as rain. It's as beneficial as rain. Eva de Basar Mitra Kemitra. Clouds that come after rain is also as good as rain. It's like rain. Shimsha de Basar Mitra Kitre Mitre. Whenever you have the sun that comes out after the rain, that's like two rainfalls. That's how beneficial it is. Lamute Mai, Yehuda said all these lovely things, but what is he trying to exclude that aren't lovely? Lamute Gilhe Dilalia, it seems to be that he's coming to exclude the flashes of light at night, like lightning, v'shimsha de b'nei karche, and the sun that comes like in the bald patches of the sky. It seems to be that that's what he's excluding, that these things are negative things, so those other things are like rain, they're positive, and these things are negative. That's what he's excluding. Amar Rava Mali Talga Laturi Kechamisha Mitrei La'ara, says Rava. We're going to have a few statements of Rava. We're going to go through two of them now. So Rava says that snow is as beneficial to mountains as five rainfalls to the land. Shinamar, how do you know this? Ki l'shag yomar heve aretz v'gesha matar v'gesha mitros uzo. That God's going to tell the snow to go to the land, and you're going to have and rainfalls and strong rainfalls. So says the Gemara that it must be that snow is like five rainfalls to the land, because you have five different ways of saying rain in this pasuk. You have snow on the one hand, and then you have rain. You have to geshem matar, geshem and mitros, which is two. That's a total of five mentionings of rain, and therefore snow is like five rainfalls on the land. Okay, the Amar Rava, another Rava has another teaching. Talga Lature, snow is beneficial for the mountains. Mitra Razia Leilane, rain is a torrential rain is beneficial for the trees. Mitra Nicha Lepere, light rain is beneficial for the fruit. Or Fila Afila Leparsida de Tute Kala Mahanyale. Whenever you have a very, very light rain, that's going to be beneficial for the seeds that are under the ground. Mai Urpila, what in the world is Urpila? Ah, so we say it's from the language of Urupili, which means like to awaken the seeds. It means to awaken the seeds. So that's why it's called Urpila. So Urpila, which is like this light rain, so that means that it comes from the language of being of to awaken the seeds, because it's such a positive effect on the seeds that are under the ground. Okay, so we'll stop right here on the top of Dalet Amin Aleph, and God willing, next time we'll continue from this middle of the second line. But for now, we'll stop right here.